Starting next month, between 16 and 17,000 Utah State employees will start working 10-hour days from Monday through Thursday. The idea is that the state will conserve energy by keeping their offices closed on Friday, and workers can save energy by cutting one day off their weekly commute. Lisa Ross Kelly is a spokeswoman for the Utah Governor's Office.
You know, I really do think that this is something that other states can look at. We've gotten a lot of calls from people who are interested, you know, from every level of government.
Ross Kelly says prison guards, state troopers, state park employees, and other workers will stick to their regular work week. At least two other states are considering four-day work weeks, but Wisconsin is not among them. David Helbach is the administrator of Wisconsin's Division of State Facilities. He says Wisconsin will watch Utah's experiences closely, but says the state is nowhere close to trying it here. Helbach says the big question is whether Wisconsin's state services could still be provided effectively in a four-day week.
What comes to mind immediately is DMV, for instance, Division of Motor Vehicles, hunting and fishing licenses, welfare recipients, those kind of things. And so it's not so much a pro and con as how do we provide those services with a four-day week rather than a five-day week. I don't think anybody's ruled it out, but I think that we're kind of anxious to watch other states and see what happens.
Helbach says Wisconsin state government is trying other strategies to conserve energy, constructing all new state buildings with materials that are 30% more energy efficient than required, and purchasing 10% of all of its power from renewable sources like wind. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.